On October 28th and 30th, Pakistan's Sashal Ensemble will come to Proctor's and the Saratoga Performing Arts Center as part of their first United States tour. The Sashal Jazz Ensemble was created by a Pakistani investor and hedge fund manager turned philanthropist and music producer. Now they are going to be coming here. Their journey from Lahore to Lincoln Center was documented in the film Song of Lahore, which was created by award-winning director Sharmeen Obaid Shenoy and Andy Shokin. It shows traditional musicians trying to survive under the oppression and brutality of modern-day Pakistan. The film Song of Lahore will be screened at Proctor's Theater on Tuesday, October 20. Well, that one by Bowtie Cinemas and Saratoga Springs on Sunday, October 29th. That's the date I want to get to you. Bowtie Cinemas in Saratoga on Sunday, October 29th. Joining us today, we welcome Sharmeen Obaid Shenoy and the president and CEO of Saratoga Performing Arts Center, Elizabeth Sobel. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome
to you both. Thank you very much for being here. Sharmeen, thank you very much for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sharmeen. Well, let us begin with you, Elizabeth, as to how all this came about.
Right. So a number of years ago, and by the way, good morning, Sharmeen. So thrilled that you're able to dial in from Pakistan. So happy to hear your voice. So a number of years ago, long before I came to Saratoga, I was running a record label for Universal, and one of my very esteemed colleagues sent me a link to a trailer for a film and said, "You must watch this." And it was a trailer to the film Song of Lahore. And I watched it and was just so moved by the story of these musicians living in Pakistan and everything that they were up against, and the depth of the beauty and the extraordinary story that it told. And I knew as the head of the label that I wanted us to do something with this film. I felt it was so important, and the music and the story was so important. And so we decided to make a companion film to the album. To the film, and we worked very closely with Sharmeen and her whole team to create an album that was really kind of a celebration of the universal language of music. It was iconic songs of peace, love, and understanding, Western songs, joined together with the beautiful traditional Pakistani traditional music that Sashal performed. And so we created this album that attracted a lot of wonderful artists like Meryl Streep and Sean Lennon and Jim James and Susan Tedeschi and just Wynton Marsalis. It was just a beautiful experience.
Sharmeen, how did this all come to your attention originally?
I was looking at some Pakistani music, and I came across a jazz rendition of a Pakistani tune. And I began to look into it some more, and I realized that the musicians who were playing the music were all in their late 60s and early 70s. And then I began to listen to their stories, and I realized that they were part of Pakistan's film industry at one point, which had collapsed. And many of these musicians had stopped playing music. And then this philanthropist had come in and got them to revive their music and got them.
Uh-oh. All right. I think we may have lost Sharmeen. I'm going to wait to see if we get a tone. Hello, Sharmeen.
I'm sorry. The line got cut. So I began to research these musicians, and I realized that these were some of Pakistan's greatest musicians. And they started playing the instruments, and Izzat Majeed brought them together to start experimenting with jazz. And suddenly they played Dave Brubeck's Take Five and became an internet sensation. So I thought theirs was a story I wanted to follow.
And looking at that story, what was unexpected to you? What were you not expecting in following that story?
Well, I mean, when I started following that story, they had no plans to go to New York. Suddenly, Wynton Marsalis heard their music and invited them to come to New York. They arrived over there. They started collaborating with each other. They had a few rehearsals, and then they had a final performance, all of which happened during the making of the film, completely unexpected.
When you and you talked about how it blew you away when you first saw the film, Elizabeth, and So what connected you, because it is more than just the music, obviously.
Right. Well, it's really the story. I mean, I think that, you know, when you see these musicians in the context of living in Lahore, which used to be a very thriving center of arts and music, and you see that the lives that they've been leading and how difficult they are, and then you see how they really triumph. Their music is so important to them, and they don't let it go, and they really see themselves as kind of bringing poetry and bringing important, you know, human connection into the world through their music. And, you know, needless to say, that message and how music and poetry and beauty connect all of us and sort of remove, you know, the facade of the other, because we all do ultimately speak a universal language. To me, this was like such an important, pressing and timely project to be involved in.
Charmaine, talk a little bit about the creation of this ensemble and what that process was like and where it has come even since, how it has progressed even since the film.
You know, the ensemble, when the film came out, got a new lease of life, you know, and a whole new audience opened up to them. And they hadn't performed publicly in Pakistan before, you know, so at the end of the film, they come to Pakistan for the first time to perform, because large concerts had stopped happening for a long time. And it's a sweet homecoming for them, because, you know, in Pakistan, we have a rich history of music, but it's generally about pop stars and it's about singers. And these are musicians that play instruments. So because of what happened to them in the U.S., because of their collaboration with Wynton Marsalis, when they came back to Pakistan, they came back as heroes. And they had an instant fan following.
In that instant fan following, what do you think connects with audiences? I mean, obviously, Elizabeth mentioned the story, but what do you think it is that connects with the audiences?
It's the fact that they're playing Pakistan's indigenous instruments, and they're using them to create music that is relevant to the next generation. You know, much of these instruments were used in the past to play Pakistan's traditional music, which, as we know, around the world, classical music, the audiences are shrinking, but they've used those classical instruments to revive a different genre, a hybrid genre between Pakistan's classic music, jazz, and our instruments. And that's attracted a whole new audience for them.
When these events take place here, Elizabeth, tell us how that's all going to unfold over the next few.
Yeah, so in Saratoga, you know, when this, first of all, I have to just sort of like tell a little bit of a side story, which is just how the stars seem to align around, you know, these musicians and what they mean, which is that, you know, I had, after I left Universal and I came to Saratoga, I've always been, you know, working with Charmaine and the musicians and the album and everything was such an important part of my experience, my professional experience. And I knew I always had this idea that I would love to bring some part of Song of Lahore to Saratoga and to the capital region. And then literally out of the blue, a former colleague of mine at IMG called me up and said, by the way, I'm representing the Sachalam Ensemble for their first U.S. tour, and I have a date available in Saratoga. So it all just kind of fell into place. And, you know, I called up Teddy Foster at UPH and Philip Morris at Proctor's and just said, this is such an important project. I would love for them to have more than one opportunity to be seen in the capital region. And they immediately, both of them, jumped on the project. And so, therefore, Sachal is coming not just to Saratoga, but to, you know, the Schenectady play and more screenings of the film. So I don't know. It's just. I feel like there's a real need, and people are responding. So the way it's going to play out in Saratoga is that on Sunday we have, as you mentioned earlier, two screenings of the film itself at Bowtie Cinemas, and then at the Spa Little Theater on Monday night at 7 p.m., the ensemble will make their Saratoga Springs appearance and concert.
So a lot going on. It's happening at the Spa Little Theater, and when we were just talking before we went on, but this is plays into this idea of bringing more programming year-round to the region through under the umbrella of the Saratoga Performing Arts Center.
That's absolutely correct. As you know, back in the spring, we began a series of collaborations with Cafe Lena and Skidmore. This is our first with UPH. We hope to have many more. We've just announced yesterday the return of the Jazz Bar in November, and there will be more announcements about programming that we're going to be doing throughout the year.
Wonderful. Well, you can find out more information about this event in Pakistan's Sakho Ensemble, which will be performing two shows, one at Proctor's and the other at SPAC, on October 28th and the 30th, respectively. To learn more, you can visit SPAC.org and Proctor's.org. Those links will be posted along with this interview at WAMC.org/roundtable. Again, SPAC.org or Proctor's.org, and you can go to WAMC.org/roundtable and find them all. Elizabeth, Charmaine, thank you so much for sharing with us. I really appreciate you sharing with us. Charmaine, wonderful to talk to you, and congratulations on all the great work. Elizabeth, thank you so much for coming in, as always, and putting this and bringing this to our region. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.